Welcome to today's episode, and we are going to dive into the fear of failure and the fear of embracing mistakes. Now, let's start by saying that the fear of failing, the fear of making mistakes, they're learned behaviors. As humans, we are only born with the fear of falling down and the fear of loud noises. Every other fear that we've experienced comes from something that you have learned, typically in your childhood, and this will define what you believe today and it will impact how you feel today. Now, when you look at society, there are consequences to making mistakes, especially at work, right? So consequences in terms of your work, in terms of your reputation. So we're not going to pretend like society doesn't judge and punish. Making mistakes does bear consequences, right? But I've worked with thousands of leaders, and the fear of failure can really paralyze even the most ambitious people. It's a common misconception that mistakes are setbacks rather than an opportunity for growth. And I find that people find that difficult to believe because they don't know how to transform a mistake into an opportunity. But when you are scared of making decisions, when you're scared of being creative, when you're scared of taking risks, I mean, these are essential components for a thriving personal life, for a thriving career, and for a thriving business, right? I remember this very, 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 very distinctly. I used to have a physical reaction when I realized that I made a mistake. And you may have learned from childhood that making a mistake is bad. I certainly did. When we made mistakes in my house as a kid, we had consequences, and very often it involved a belt. So of course you will be scared to make mistakes when you're an adult. All this to say that I do understand that it is something that is ingrained in your mindset and in your beliefs. But I'm here to tell you that embracing mistakes can radically change not only your personal growth and your personal life, but it also will affect your capacity to innovate and your capacity to grow inside of your organization. The truth is that when you work in a culture where people are afraid, they're afraid of sharing their opinion, they're afraid of speaking up, that really creates a culture of stagnation. People miss out on opportunities and potentially on providing groundbreaking ideas that will make a difference inside the organization. And this is proven, right? Big organizations like McKinsey and Gallup, they've all done research around this topic, and they do say companies where people are afraid, they don't foster innovation, they don't grow, their profits are capped, right? So you can't necessarily change the culture of your organization yet, but you can change how you feel about making mistakes and how you treat your team when they make a mistake. So here are some things that I'm going to talk to you about that will help you identify how you behave when a mistake happens and will potentially help you shift your mindset about failure. When you make a mistake, it will trigger a stress response in you, and this will make you feel unsafe. Unless you have done some intentional work on your mind, if you've done mindset work, you're likely to go into one or more of these four typical stress responses. So your job here is to identify, and I'm going to share them with you in a minute. I want you to identify which one of these you go into, because the minute you identify what's going on, you have the power to change it. And the issue here is that when you don't identify them, what happens is that the emotion runs you instead of you running the emotion. Instead of you proactively leading, you're reacting to your emotion. All right, so here are the four types of responses. They are fight, flight, freeze, and fawn. And I'm going to give you examples for each of them. Again, what I want you to do is to listen and to see, how do you behave? How do you react? Now, One other thing that is really important that I mention at this point is that when you have a reaction, when you have an emotional reaction, what will happen is at work, you'll be fine. You're not gonna, you know, be rude to the people at work. But then what happens is that you go home and you will lash out on your spouse, on your children, on your loved ones, because that's how you'll empty up the stress response that is all over your body. And this is what creates tension in your personal relationships that are linked to your responses at work, okay? It's not your boss's fault if you have something happens at work and then you go home and you shout at your spouse or your kids, right? It's the way that you're processing the emotion of what happened at work that is affecting the way that you're behaving at home. Okay, really, really important. And again, no shame here. It's happened to all of us. All right, let's go to the four responses. So fight is when you get confrontational. You just, the three things that are mainly confrontation, justification, and denial. So you start fighting and you may become defensive and confrontational, and you're arguing or blaming other people to defend your actions without even looking at the situation or anything. Number two, justification, is when you become aggressive and you're justifying the mistake and you're insisting that your approach was the best and the most logical choice at the time. Number three is denial. In some cases, you might completely outright deny that the mistake was made, even if it's in everyone's face and even if it's in the face of evidence. Okay, the second response is flight. And flight is characterized by avoidance, withdrawal, or distraction. So you may try to avoid discussing the mistake or the consequences of your actions, possibly even physically leaving the situation, leaving the room, because you're like, I'm not gonna talk about this. I'm not gonna discuss this, right? So you're avoiding it, right? Or you might withdraw from conversations about the mistake or from responsibilities to avoid facing the issue. Or you may engage in unrelated activities or tasks to distract yourself and others from the fact that there was a mistake. These are stress responses. We behave in that way automatically. And most of the time we don't realize this is what's going on, right? Okay, number three is freeze. Freeze is characterized by inaction, silence, or overthinking. So you may become unable to make a decision or take action to correct the mistake. You can't make a decision. You can't take action. Like you're stuck, right? You're stuck. Number two is silence. So you go into silence when the mistake is brought up and you're unable to find words or respond to the questions about what happened. Another thing that I've seen actually is kind of similar is when people, they start ignoring others. For example, I work with a manager once, and you know, he would, when people in his team made mistakes, he would completely ignore them. Like he would literally stop, give them the silent treatment. And it's like, what are you doing? You can't do that, right? You need to address the situation. But that was a stress response. People behave in this way. It's not because they're evil or they're horrible people. They're stress responses. They're automatic responses that they're not even many times aware of what they're doing or the consequences of what they're doing. And sometimes they are aware. They do it on purpose, but they do it on purpose because it's a response. That's how they cope with their own emotional dysfunction. And so, again, no judgment here, but being aware of what you're doing will get you a step closer to being able to deal with it in a different way. All right, overthinking. You maybe get stuck in the loop of overthinking the mistake and you think about it over and over and over again without moving towards a solution. You have no intention of coming up with a solution, but you just stay in the loop of feeling bad about it, thinking about it again and again. Okay, the next and last one is fawn. So this one is very typical with women, and where the three kind of things that characterize it is pleasing, overcompensating, and seeking reassurance. So you made a mistake and then now you may immediately attempt to make amends by excessively apologizing or trying to please those who were affected by the mistake, or even overcompensating. You take on additional tasks and responsibilities beyond what is necessary to make up for the mistake that you made. And then seeking reassurance is all about constantly seeking approval, constantly seeking reassurance from others that the mistake is forgiven or that the mistake is forgotten. These are stress responses. We don't do it on purpose. Nobody wants to be insecure. Like, nobody enjoys being insecure and doing these things. The thing for me here is that you need to understand that these responses, they either run you or you run yourself. And that's why self-leadership for me is the most powerful tool that a manager can have, because when you identify the things that are running you, then you can make a powerful decision to take your power back. So what I'd like you to do is to reflect and go, okay, take a few minutes and say, okay, I typically either I fight or I fawn, right? I either overcompensate and seek reassurance, or I freeze and I stay in silence, or I take no action. I don't make any decisions and I kind of sit there and wait, right? What is your MO? Because again, when you know your MO, the minute you identify what's going on, you have the power to change it. But the issue is when the emotion is running you, you're reacting and you're not leading yourself. Cool. I hope you find this helpful. Let me know. And I would so appreciate to hear back. And I'd like to see what if this is resonating with you. So lovely to have you here again. And I'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.